Page 128. Text B. Talk about a dump. Some scientists estimate that plastic in the oceans causes the death of 100,000 marine animals each year. Greenpeace believes that over 1 million seabirds die annually as a result of ingesting plastic that has been carelessly discarded by humans. We need to become better at disposing of all the plastic we produce.
Oh, your room's a tip, Stephen. It's like an obstacle course in here.
Yeah, I know. I'm supposed to be sorting through all my stuff. That box is for old toys, that one's for old clothes, and that one's for books and games. Mum wants to take everything down to some charity shop.
You haven't got very far, have you?
Nah, I can't be bothered. I just step around it all.
There's nowhere to sit here. Can I put these clothes in the box?
No, don't touch that pile. That's my dirty laundry.
Oh, hell, you move it then.
Talking about a dump, have you heard about the world's biggest rubbish dump in the Pacific Ocean?
I don't think Steve's been to the Pacific, have you, Steve?
Shut it. What are you talking about, Louise?
Have you heard about the plastic vortex in the Pacific?
The plastic what?
The North Pacific Vortex, the world's biggest garbage patch, as the Americans call it. Millions of tons of plastic circling around in the Pacific.
No, you're having us on.
I am not. Google it. Google plastic vortex. The currents in the Pacific flow in such a way that masses of plastic debris have been trapped in the centre, swirling in a circle forever.
OK, I will Google it. Pacific plastic vortex.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a map. Is that the vortex there between California and Japan? That's an enormous area.
Yeah, that's the biggest one. Some people say it's half the size of the US. Others say it's much larger. There are smaller ones too.
But how did the plastic get there?
Most of it comes from land, things that have come down rivers into the sea, things that have been lost on beaches and junk that people have thrown into rivers and seas. But some of it comes from ships that still dump their waste into the oceans every day.
Pardon my ignorance, but is there only plastic in the vortex?
Most of it is plastic because plastic isn't biodegradable. It never breaks down. It just breaks into smaller and smaller pieces. Most of the plastic is the size of a fingernail or smaller, and some of it has been there for decades.
Oh, I'm surprised there aren't more pictures of it.
It's hard to take good pictures of it because most of these small pieces are below the surface of the water and only visible from a boat.
It says here that there are larger pieces of plastic in the vortex too. Things like toothbrushes, Lego, sandals, balls, plastic bottles, and millions of plastic bags. Look at this picture. You can see a doll's head.
Oh, that's creepy. Looks like something from a horror movie.
Yeah.
They say that birds and sea animals mistake the floating plastic for bits of food and swallow them. They've even found lighters, balloons and syringes inside the stomachs of dolphins and turtles. But why don't people just catch all the rubbish with nets?
And who's going to pay for it? Scientists from the States have been looking into ways to recycle the plastic pieces and use them to produce fuel. Others are doing research into the effects on the environment.
It would be great if they could produce fuel from plastic. People might want to get involved in cleaning up the oceans then and make money at the same time. But I guess it's so far away from any country that no one wants to take responsibility for it.
Out of sight, out of mind.
But what about the mess in Steve's room? In sight, but still out of mind?
Nah, that's called turning a blind eye.
There's a lot of that going on.